News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathigrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Moscow on Thursday amid a massive spike in border tensions in eastern Ladakh triggered by fresh face-offs between the two armies. In the meeting, which lasted more than 2 hours, sources said Jaishankar stressed on the need to maintain peace and tranquility in the region and reiterated that Indian forces never tried to change the status quo ante along the line of actual control. Jaishankar and Wang are in Moscow to attend a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting. In a virtual press conference before the meeting, the Ministry of External Affairs reiterated India's position that it is committed to resolve the current situation through peaceful negotiations. Both India and China are in regular touch through diplomatic and military channels to resolve the situation. This was the consensus when the two defense ministers met, MEA spokesperson Anurag Srivastava said. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh had held talks with his Chinese counterpart General Wei Fenghe on the margins of another SCO meet in Moscow last Friday, but apparently the meeting did not yield any tangible outcome. Shortly before Jaishankar's meeting with Wang Yi, China's state-owned Global Times said the bilateral talks were the last chance for a peaceful resolution. The Indian Army, meanwhile, has further bolstered its dominance over a number of strategic heights overlooking key Chinese-held positions around Pangong Lake area in eastern Ladakh, even as brigade commanders and commanding officers of the two militaries held separate talks to cool tensions in the region. Quoting sources, news agency PTI said additional reinforcements have been made in hilltops and strategic locations around Pangong Lake to keep a hawkeye vigil on Chinese-held position of Finger 4. The mountainous spurs in the area are referred to as Finger. China has been holding on to Finger 4 to 8 on the north bank of Pangong Lake, reports said. The Indian Army has occupied several key heights in the strategically located Rizangla and Rekinla areas on the southern bank of the lake since the end of August. Reports said the two armies held separate talks at brigade commander level as well as between commanding officers in the general area of Chushul. The focus was to bring down the temperatures, said a source. Tension escalated manifold in eastern Ladakh following fresh face-offs between Indian and Chinese troops in Mukhpari area of Rizangla Ridge Line on Monday evening. The Indian Army on Tuesday said Chinese troops attempted to close in on an Indian position near the southern bank of Pangong Lake in eastern Ladakh the previous evening and fired shots in the air, a first such instance of bullets being used along the LAC after a gap of 45 years. The army said this in a statement after the Chinese People's Liberation Army late on Monday night alleged that Indian troops crossed the LAC and outrageously fired warning shots near the Pangong Lake. The incident of Monday evening was considered serious, as the previous instance of shots being fired at the de facto border was in 1975. Provisions of an agreement of 1996 and another signed in 2005 mandate the two sides not to use firearms during any confrontation. The first batch of 5 Rafale fighter jets were formally inducted into the Indian Air Force on Thursday at Ambala Air Base in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, his French counterpart Florence Parly and Air Chief Marshal R.K.S. Bhadauria. Singh used the ceremony to send a strong message to China over its belligerence in eastern Ladakh, saying national security is a major priority for India and it is determined to protect its territory. Singh said induction of Rafale jets into the IAF is crucial considering the kind of atmosphere being created along India's border. It is a strong message for the entire world, especially those eyeing India's sovereignty, said in an address at a ceremony in Ambala making formal induction of the Rafale fleet. Singh's stern message to the neighbouring country came hours ahead of an expected meeting between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on the margins of a Shanghai Cooperation Organization conclave in Moscow. The much-anticipated talks are taking place against the backdrop of a massive spike in tension in eastern Ladakh triggered by fresh face-offs between the two armies along the line of actual control. Speaking on the occasion, Air Chief Marshal R.K.S. Bhadauria said induction of Rafale jets could not have happened at a more opportune time considering the security scenario. The Rafale jets landed at the Ambala Air Force Base at around 3:10 p.m. on July 29 after covering a distance of 7,000 kilometers from the Mérignac Air Base in the French port city of Bordeaux. The jets were also refueled mid-air from a French tanker at a height of 30,000 feet, according to the Indian Embassy in France. Diana Rigg, a commanding British actress whose career stretched from iconic 1960s spy series The Avengers to fantasy juggernaut Game of Thrones, has died. She was 82. Riggs's agent, Simon Beresford, said she died on Thursday morning at home with her family. Daughter Rachel Sterling said she died of cancer that was diagnosed in March. Rigg spent her last months joyfully reflecting on her extraordinary life, full of love, laughter, and a deep pride in her profession. "I will miss her beyond words," Sterling said. Rigg starred in The Avengers as secret agent Emma Peel alongside Patrick McNee's bowler-hatted John Steed. The pair were an impeccably dressed duo who fought villains and traded quips in a show whose mix of adventure and humor was enduringly influential. Rigg also starred in the 1969 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service as Tracy DiVincenzo, the only woman ever to marry, albeit briefly, Agent 007. Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli said Rigg was much beloved by Bond fans for her memorable performance. George Lazenby, who made his only appearance as Bond in the film, said on Instagram that he was so sad to hear of the death of Diana Rigg. "She undoubtedly raised my acting game when we made On Her Majesty's Secret Service together in 1968-69. In later life, she played Olenna Tyrell, the formidable Queen of Thorns in Game of Thrones, receiving an Emmy Award nomination for the role. Other television roles included the Duchess of Buccleuch in the period drama Victoria, and Rigg starred alongside her daughter in the gentle British sitcom Detectorists. Rigg spent several years in the 1960s as a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company and combined screen work with a major stage career in plays including William Shakespeare's Macbeth, Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage, and Tom Stoppard's Jumpers at the National Theatre in London. She had several acclaimed roles in the 1990s at London's Almeida Theatre, including Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and the title role in the Greek tragedy Medea. Rigg won a Tony Award for Medea on Broadway and was nominated on three other occasions, most recently in 2018 for playing Mrs. Higgins in My Fair Lady. A drone carrying marijuana, cigarette lighters and cell phones got caught in a net above a Mississippi prison fence, resulting in the arrest of two men, state corrections officials said. John Travis Ross, 33, of Vicksburg, and Joshua Ray Corbin, 18, of Utica, made initial court appearances on Tuesday in Rankin County on charges of conspiracy and attempting to smuggle contraband into the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility in Pearl, the Mississippi Department of Corrections said in a news release. The two were identified after Rankin County Sheriff's investigators traced the drone's flights, and then investigators turned up security video of them launching the drone, officials said. Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane said the two confessed. It was not clear whether they had attorneys who could speak for them. The drone, caught on August 26, carried 2 ounces of marijuana buds, a cell phone, phone chargers, headphones, and several cigarette lighters, the corrections department said. "They tried to use the drone to help their friends. Now it is going to help us," Kane said, adding that officials plan to reprogram it to use at the state's maximum security prison in Parchman, about 185 kilometers north of Pearl. "We are reprogramming their drone now, so it is working for the law instead of against it," he said. "The drone is the third intercepted at a state prison in recent years," said John Hunt, the department's director of investigations. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.